From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Cheryl Corley. U.S.-led forces battled Iraqi insurgents in several cities today. Fighting continued in the Sunni Muslim stronghold of Fallujah. U.S. authorities sent an Iraqi delegation there to negotiate a ceasefire, and a member of that delegation reports tonight the insurgents plan to call a truce tomorrow. To the south, U.S.-led forces have yet to reassert control over the holy city of Karbala. We'll be hearing more from NPR's Anne Garrows in that city in a few moments. But we begin tonight's coverage with Washington Post correspondent Anthony Shadid in Baghdad.
There's been quite a bit of fighting in a neighborhood called Avamiya. It's a Sunni Muslim neighborhood in northern Baghdad. Residents said the fighting there started at 8:30 this morning and reached a peak between 10:30 and 1. Residents said they saw more than 20 tanks go inside the neighborhood and reported seeing fire coming from two helicopters overhead. The fighting seemed to go on pretty much throughout the afternoon.
Can you tell us who's fighting exactly?
Well, it's unclear exactly who. Some of the wire agencies that were actually inside the neighborhood reported seeing teenage fighters. Residents interviewed near the neighborhood said it was what they refer to as mujahideen, which is kind of a catch-all term for insurgents battling the occupation.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the latest on Fallujah? The U.S. had offered a unilateral ceasefire yesterday.
There is a certain urgency, I think, though, on the part, especially of Iraqi officials, to broker some kind of stop in the fighting. The violence there and the bloodshed, some reports putting the dead at 470 people in Fallujah, has had a profound impact on Baghdad, and you're starting to see a backlash among residents here over the number of casualties and even anger over where this might be headed.
Mm-hmm. Well, your paper reported today that members of the Iraqi Governing Council are unhappy about the Marine offensive on Fallujah and also unhappy about the U.S. crackdown on the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. One council member has suspended his membership. Others are threatening to do so. How serious is this rift?
Well, I think the Governing Council is feeling a lot of pressure right now from the fighting in Fallujah. The Governing Council has already really struggled with legitimacy since it was formed last summer, and I think it's feeling those questions of legitimacy even more acutely right now. Some people are looking toward their political future, and they realize that unless they somehow distance themselves from unpopular U.S. moves, they're going to find it difficult in the months ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, more foreigners disappeared in Iraq today. Do we know who they are?
We don't. There's still reports coming in. The U.S. military confirmed that two of its soldiers are missing. The German embassy has said that two Germans are also missing and feared dead. I think what you've seen over the past week in terms of the kidnapping signals a real shift in tactics. We haven't seen that here in Baghdad since the fighting began last year.
Anthony Shadid is a Washington Post correspondent in Baghdad. Thank you so much, Anthony.
My pleasure.